Welcome to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community Radio Show. I'm Julie Ellenbecker, president of Ellenbecker Investment Group. EIG is committed to bringing awareness to organizations in our community. This show highlights local and surrounding area nonprofits to help listeners learn how they can have an impact in our community and is for educational purposes only. We believe that helping the community is always positive and recognize the importance of providing a voice. Every organization highlighted is a qualified 501c3. The opinions and missions expressed on MPC do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Ellenbecker Investment Group employees and leaders. Please enjoy today's show.
Welcome. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for Milwaukee's philanthropic community, where we highlight people and organizations who are doing great things and making a big impact in our community. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations at Ellenbecker Investment Group. It's been said that leadership is not about a title or a designation. It's all about impact, influence, and inspiration. Impact involves getting results. Influence is about spreading the passion you have for your work. And you can inspire people along the way by sharing your purpose with integrity and intention. Here today to talk about how she is impacting, influencing, and inspiring people is our very own Karen Ellenbecker, founder and senior wealth advisor at Ellenbecker Investment Group. Now, many of you have been listening to Karen on Money Sense since the very beginning in 1991, over 33 years ago. That's a long time. You, her friends and listeners, have watched her as she's grown Money Sense, established Ellenbecker Investment Group, which, by the way, today has grown to over 50 employees with assets under management of over $1.5 billion. That alone would be enough in one lifetime, right? I feel so blessed to be able to interview Karen, who I personally have known for over 20 years as a friend and as a client. She definitely has inspired me with her servant leadership mentality. Today, she's here to share with you yet another passion project that has captured her heart and the hearts of many friends, colleagues, and our community. So welcome to the other side of the mic, Karen. Tell us the story behind Money Sense and EIG, and what do they have to do with your new passion project?
Thank you, Jill, for inviting me to do the show. And it is an odd thing to be on the other side of the mic. I mean, after 34 years of being on your side, I have to admit, when we sat down, I thought, okay, I think I'm nervous. But the truth of it is that it's all about education, education, education. When I started Ellenbecker Investment Group, one of the things that was really important to me is that we educate our clients so that they can weather the storms, so that they really understand what they own. So often when we have a crisis in the world around economics, people come to us and they're in that sense like, I don't know what I have and I think I'm losing money, I am losing money. And when we sit down, it's not often that their portfolios are not in the right types of investments. It's that they didn't know. There was no one to talk to them and talk them through it. And so really having that plan is so important. And I always like to say that nobody ever jumps off a roller coaster when it's going. They wait, even though they're crazy frightened maybe, but they wait till they get to the ground and then they get off. That's what we really want to do with people's portfolios. And the only way to do that is with education. When I started the radio show so many years ago, it was all about education. I remember going to my boss and saying, I want to on Monday nights do this, Tuesday night, Wednesday nights. And he said, you're not going to talk about investments and you want me to pay for this? And I said, no, it's about education and relationships. And being the only woman in the whole of any of the brokers, he acquiesced. And he paid. And that was almost 34, 35 years ago. And I have never, ever, ever sold an investment on Money Sense. And it's always been bringing as many different people as you do on your show to help educate people so that they can make good choices and that they know what's out there. So with my story, and I'll just say it, I will share my story, but again, when the door of education opened up, I just walked right through it because I know in my heart that education is one of the most important things that we can have. And so the education that I'm looking at today is the education for K-5 through 8th grade. It's our young children. The way this story started for me was that in 1996, I started Ellen Becker Investment Group, which was a big challenge, and everybody of Taurus told me that I couldn't do it, shouldn't do it, and that included my parents because they said, you're getting a nice salary, why would you do that? But, you know, I really learned that we never really understand, particularly in the moment, how the experiences that we go through shape our lives. And that was even true for starting EIG because I learned from the brokerage firm, I learned as being vice president, the personal trust at the M&I, that there were some different ways that things could be done. And that's why I did it. And the radio show, everybody told me I was crazy. It was a big commitment on time, a big commitment in money. But it was one of those things that, and I was scared to death when I sat down and did the show. I mean, I got sick. And I had my friends call in because at that point it was live radio for about 4 or 5 years. But I knew that sometimes you just have to push through things to be in tandem with your heart and your soul and knowing exactly what's right. But in terms of what happened, so in 1996, not only was that the year I started my business, but it was also the year that my first granddaughter was born. In 1997, my second granddaughter, Taylor was the first, Autumn the second, were born. And when they were about 2 and 3 years old, we had some really family difficulties, and my son and his girlfriend were not able to, at that moment in time, raise the children. And so I went and got guardianship of both Taylor and Autumn. They were two and three years old, which means my business was 2 or 3 years old. And all of a sudden, I had two Eddie Bauer car seats in the back of my car and French fries, you know? But when Taylor turned 7, she came to me and waving this paper and, Nana, I want to be a brownie. And I was like, oh, my God, one more thing on my plate. But I went to the meeting with the parents, and I rang the doorbell, and I was in my 50s, and the woman that came was much, much younger, and she opened the door and said, ma'am, can I help you? And I just looked at her, and she looked at me, and I said, I'm here for the parent meeting for the brownies, for Taylor. And it wasn't long after that that Taylor started being teased that she didn't have a mom and she didn't have a dad, and it really affected her far more than even Autumn. And Taylor was just struggling, and she started wetting the bed, and she was literally sucking her thumb down to the bone and ulcerating it, and then she began night terrors. And I was really beside myself as to how should I handle this. I happened to be in Kohl's department store right over there on 83, and I walked in there, and I saw that they had these bed linens that looked like clouds. And every night when the girls went to bed, what we did was we did homework, they played outside, got ready for bed, we watched a Disney movie, and then they'd say their prayers and go to bed. And that night, after all the things that we were done with, I went into the bedroom and I said, I have a surprise for you girls. And we put on together these sheets. And then I picked up the pillowcase and I said, but the real surprise is this pillowcase. Because the minute I put it on your pillow, it becomes magic. And you can go anywhere you want and visit your mom and dad and tell them that you love them. And the hard thing for me was they rarely ever asked about their father, which was my son. They asked about their mother. And they just looked at me, and Taylor said, well, Nana, where would mom be? And I said, well, she might be under an apple tree. She could be anywhere. The pillow is magic. You can go anywhere. And literally within a month, Taylor had nearly stopped wetting her bed. She wasn't sucking her thumb down to her bone anymore. And there was never any more night terrors. And that was, I just sort of patted myself on the shoulder and said, nailed it, and kind of moved on. And what happened was, now fast forward, and Taylor's about 21 years old, and she comes home for Thanksgiving, and when she left, I went down to clean up and do bedding and things, and I noticed that her pillow was in the room. She had left it. And I called her on the phone, and I said, Taylor, you left your pillow here. And she said, Nana, what will I do? I've never not slept with that pillow. I was besides myself because I knew that that pillow really was a comforting thing for her. So I was, the next morning I got up, and probably more information than you want to know, but in the shower, God came to me and said, anyone who has had loss in their life needs to have that pillow and the pillowcase. And so I started a 501(c) with the pillowcase and had that all planned out. And I thought, well, what do I do with this? I mean, it's a pillowcase. And put it on Amazon and say it's magic. I mean, and so it wasn't shortly after that, and God said, you need to write a book. And so I was like, write a book? I mean, I've never written a book. How would I even know to do that? And I called Taylor and I said, do you want to write a book? And she said, no, I don't know how to write a book. And I said, well, I'll reach out and I have some friends, and would you write a book with me? So we ended up writing this book. And what happened was I had it published with Christian Publishing. And when you do that, you have to buy like 450 books. And so I bought 450 books and I gave them away. I mean, what am I going to do with them? And what happened was all these people came back and said, Karen, do you know what you have here? You have a book on empathy. You have a book on grief and loss. And so many children are suffering with that. And every time someone reads this book, we all choke up, and it brings up things for us. So this is a book not only for children, but it's for the person who's reading the book. And do you want me to wait and tell the rest of the story?
Yeah. In fact, we have to take a break, but we want to tell people that they can visit pillowswithwings.com to read more about the program and see the beautiful book and the pillowcase. But when we come back, Karen is going to discuss why she believes it's important to address issues of empathy and loss, specifically to elementary school children. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Thanks for tuning in. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations, and my guest today is Karen Ellen Becker, founder and senior wealth advisor at EIG. She's talking about her passion project, Pillows with Wings. So Karen, tell us why you believe it's crucial to address issues of empathy and loss, specifically in elementary school kids.
Well, I'm going to just finish up from the last segment and the rest of the story. We currently, this year in 2024-25, have 1,700 students in our empathy program. And the way that all unfolded was, and it is, Pillows with Wings is a 501(c)(3). And we have, from all the people that reached out to me, what we did was we contracted with another company to help us look at what is this program actually. And truly it was an empathy program dealing with forgiveness and grief and loss. And what we developed from that was an empathy program that is a booklet. It's really a workbook, and it's 10 lessons for understanding big feelings. And the lessons are designed to help children build empathy and to develop emotional intelligence in a Christian and healthy way. The goals for these children are to better identify and express their emotions, connect their feelings to their body sensations, and to help them explore empathy and to learn how to be a caring friend. And, you know, empathy isn't something that we can teach. It's something that we have to model. Children have to see it, which is why this program is so important. The 10 Big Feelings lessons are really structured for younger elementary school children, and each lesson builds on the last. We start by helping kids learn to identify and name feelings in themselves and others. By the end of the program, children are learning how to regulate themselves, to manage big feelings that come with loss of many different kinds. A lot of the kids are in loss of a pet or of a favorite toy they lost, or many of them, of course, lost family members. And so that's really a big thing. And they also get to practice age-appropriate strategies for being an active listener. And it's really important to help them. You know, when we talk about bullying, one of the things that the lessons talk about is learning to be a caring friend to others. So it's sort of like coming underneath them to help them to understand the importance of how they can be a caring friend. And then after going through the initial program, we are developing now additional program to offer to the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders and helping them to learn from the original lessons a little deeper dive into coping with adversity and building resilience.
So, okay, so you have this empathy program that you've just been describing, and it specifically teaches skills to develop those healthy relationships and coping strategies. Can you go, there's like three things there. Can you tell us about that?
Well, you know, Jill, time and time again, what we heard is we got to get them younger. We've done so much programming, and we really went to middle school is what they'd say to me. But what they're telling us now is that you've got to get the kids when they're in kindergarten, first and second grade to really start to and build on the different lessons. And so empathy and emotional resilience are really foundational skills that children develop at a very young age. And so unfortunately, many children don't have the support they need to develop these skills, which is why our Pillows with Wings program has become so important. And what's unique about it is, first of all, Christian schools who use the program are able to integrate the social-emotional learning with the children's values. So many schools already have social-emotional programs, but nobody has ever had a program that integrates with the Christian principles and the Christian scriptures, which help families clearly see and embrace that whole healing nature of God's love. Secondly, each lesson engages the child's thinking through art activation, and that has been such an amazing piece, allowing children to be creative, to express what they're learning. So we might ask them to draw a picture of themselves. And, you know, that first whole part is, who am I? And so that's been a really big piece. And finally, each lesson also includes a family engagement take-home activity. This allows even young children to share what they've learned, and it guides families in practicing emotional regulation and empathy skills. But also, one of the challenges that schools have is having parent engagement. They can't get the parents into the school, and for many good reasons, like transportation and working two jobs. But this allows the children to go home, express what they're learning in school, and the teacher, and bring back this thing that they've done with their parents. So the parents now are learning, and you know, and we'll talk about it later, but food and anything that the kids are doing really drive parents into the school. So the parents
food
are
talks.
Loved. Yeah, the parents are happy.
Well, an interesting fact along those lines is that in March of 2024, Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health Newsletter began a new series called Healing-Centered Engagement, which examines a new approach to understanding youth and the issues that they face. And it differs from trauma-informed care by shifting away from asking, what happened to you, to what's right with you, stating that a healing-centered engagement approach encourages those exposed to trauma to really be involved in creating their own well-being. And it states that building empathy is so important. It strengthens emotional literacy, and it helps young people open up and process their feelings. It's a positive reinforcement to the importance of your empathy program that you have for the schools. And Karen, you've run several pilot programs, and you've engaged with various schools. What are some key lessons that you've learned through these experiences?
Well, Jill, one of the biggest lessons we've learned is the importance of a strong buy-in by school administration and the teachers. In all of the schools, the principals actually read the book to the students, and that's just a great message overall when they and the parents are there in the first part of ours, and they see that the principals and the teachers are totally engaged. It just sets a really great tone. We've also found that each school has unique needs and challenges, so the program needs to be flexible, and the adaptability, of course, is the key. We've also learned the importance of ongoing support and follow-up for the teachers. You know, the teachers are really busy. They need a program that they can just kind of jump into and run with. They don't have a lot of time to be setting goals, so we really put all of that in place for them. And it's really important for the teachers if we want to ensure that the program's long-term impact. And of course, getting feedback from teachers, parents, and children themselves have been invaluable in refining our approach. All schools struggle with parent engagement. The statistic is 70% of students also face emotional distress, and there's 50% of an increase in anxiety and depression since COVID. And even the learning curve is just so difficult. So dealing with loss and empathy is a universal issue in all schools, we've learned, regardless of economic status. We know that children want someone to listen to them. Teachers want to help students navigate the hurdles they face and equip them with tools and skills to succeed is something that we're really desperately trying to do. And as I said earlier, parents want to be involved but are just faced with challenges. And often they're very afraid to come in because they had bad experiences when they were in school. We saw improved emotional regulation, a stronger peer and teacher relationships, and we saw also that bullying and conflicts were decreased. There was a concern that children of different ethnicities may not relate to Taylor. You know, she's a little white girl. I know that Henry Tyson over at St. Marcus was concerned about that, and he came back and said they loved her. And they were curious that this could also happen to her, something that they didn't really understand. They thought maybe it was just them. And of what I said later, food does bring parents into the school.
It really does. Right?
And the food part is that we hold this big celebration at the end. And in the book, Taylor read, ate mashed potatoes morning, noon, and night. So, of course, we have mashed potatoes. We have chicken. And all the parents get to sit down with their children and have this really sit-down dinner, which in many cases, a lot of parents don't have that ability or availability to do that. So it's been a true success at the end.
Well, we love to hear success stories. I think it really helps the audience understand better the impact. Do you have a story or two that you'd like to share on the impact of Pillows with Wings on children's lives?
You know, I learned a lot, of course. Did this book with Taylor to connect with Taylor and to stay connected with Taylor. But one of the things that Taylor told me when she was doing the book with me, she said, Nana, do you remember we always went to Kohl's? We walked down that picture frame aisle and we would see the picture of all those really happy kids. And I wonder, where were my parents and who did I belong to? I knew you loved me, but going down that aisle really made me really sad. It really had an impact on me because I didn't know that I was doing something that was causing her so much stress and anxiety. We were going down the picture frame aisle to buy picture frames to put their pictures in. But in the book, we have one of the pages shows Taylor sitting at the kitchen table, and I'm cooking at the stove, and she's looking at a family, a little child and a mom and dad walking past the window. And she's thinking, who do I belong to? And where are my parents? And whenever we've had two teachers, principals, stop on that page and say, I know how Taylor felt. When I was little, my mom and dad got divorced and I never saw my dad again. Mm. And the teacher had tears in her eyes. And all of a sudden, the kids raised their hand and said, my dad's gone too, and my mom and dad are divorced. And all these stories came up. And the teacher said, it was a way for me to open up and be vulnerable and transparent with my students. And then they shared all these things about them that I didn't know. And now I'm able to work with them in a different way. And then another principal got up and stopped at the exact same page and said, I know exactly how Taylor felt. I've never told anyone this, but I'm adopted. And the children were fascinated with adoption. And these are kindergartners, first, second, and third graders. And again, it opened up all these conversations. And he said, I've never had the opportunity, didn't even know I had the permission to share those types of things with my students. And it changed the dynamics in the room. And from that, and that was a Seton school, we were doing three of the pilots, as you said there. And we started the pilots again this year with Seton. And literally 2 months into the pilot, they came back and said, we love this program so much, we want to do all 14 schools. And so we're just in the process of working with 14 of the Seton schools. We've worked with St. Marcus. And in addition to that, the Archdiocese has approved our program for all 95 of the elementary schools in the Milwaukee Archdiocese. They don't have to use it, but they can use it. And so we're very excited. And all the Lumen schools. And so we're really anticipating that next year we're hoping to have about 5,000 kids in the program. And I got to tell you, Jill, I did not know. I mean, you asked about, I walked through that door, and what I do know now is that God has blessed me. You know, Martin Luther King was such an inspiration and made so many changes, but he died before he knew what all of the sacrifices and the risks that he took, what the impact was on our country. I had all of these things that happened to me in my life, and now I know that I couldn't do what I'm doing today if I didn't go through all that.
Right.
If I didn't raise these kids, if I didn't have a son who, you know, was having some difficult issues in his life. And it's taken me to this point. It's taken such great pain, and I would have to even say shame and my own loss and grief. And it's turned it into this absolutely magnificent, beautiful journey.
And they say God turns pain into purpose. And I think there's really a lesson there. If you'd like to see the beautiful images and the impact the Empathy Program is having in schools, you can go to pillowswithwings.com. And when we come back after commercial break, Karen's going to share where they are now. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to EIG, Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations, and I'm continuing my conversation today with Karen Ellenbecker, founder and senior wealth advisor at Ellenbecker Investment Group. So Karen, in less than 3 months, you went from pilot to real life. So what does that feel like?
Oh my gosh, Jill, it's incredible. I mean, it was a shock because I really started doing this for Taylor and I, and then it was a little school here, a little school there, and then all of a sudden Seton, which is an incredible program. They embraced it and ran with it with us, and it has just been it has been so incredible. The other thing, I did mention it, Seton and St. Marcus, St. Anthony and Pewaukee was a turning point for us, because it was that thing that showed us that this is a program that is beneficial to all. It's universal. It's a universal issue. It doesn't matter your economics. The principal there even said to me, I know that, you know, we're a different school than where we are typically, which I've been in Milwaukee and some of the southern suburbs. He said, but our kids need it too. And that was just amazing. And then Lutheran Counseling Services are using our workbooks with their individual students in 19 different schools. And they're working one-on-one with students. And it makes it very consistent, because most of those schools are using our program as well. The book and workbook are, right now, as we speak, they're being translated into Spanish for an orphanage in Mexico. We've already to this date given out 3,500 books and pillowcases to children, students, teachers, in various outreach programs. And as we said, you know, we went from that pilot program to real life in such a quick state. And my goal is next year that we have 5,000 students in this program. We also, as you know, from a thing that we just did recently, we're looking at an orphanage and a school in Africa. So I am going to go from Milwaukee, Wisconsin to global.
That's so exciting. You have so many things going on. This has just really taken off, which is so exciting. What's your vision for the future then?
Well, you know, we are a 501(c), and I would like to really share with you the vision, Joe. Our vision is, our statement is, guided by Jesus, Pillows with Wings aspires to become a leading, faith-forward, learning platform committed to social and emotional change, transforming lives, and nurturing communities globally. So I wrote this, and then all of a sudden God is sending me to Africa, Mexico. Go figure.
He knew, right?
So what does it mean to me is that Jesus is the core of our organization's identity, not just as a spiritual figure, but as a moral compass and a source of inspiration. Our approach is to integrate faith into learning, ensuring that religious principles are not just an add-on, but the foundation of all our educational content. Our intention is to set a standard in how faith and learning can come together to create a complete educational experience, making our students, families, schools, communities, and the world a better place to live, all under the spiritual guidance of Jesus. And I know that, you know, we have a line drawn in the sand between public school children and Christian, and this is for all Christian faiths. The way our program is developed is that we have the spiritual content that we've now been working with Seton Schools, but St. Marcus can drop it in. Any religion that believes can drop it in. So it's a way of doing it. But the thing that's been beautiful is there's so many kids that, like at St. Anthony's, we're working with the catechism parents. And those are kids who are not in the public school. They're in the public school, not in the Christian schools. Homeschool children. We're working with homeschool parents. And many of them are children that aren't in any type of a Christian faith-based learning. And so we're finding that that this program, people hear about it, they go, what about this? What about this? What about this? And so that's been really wonderful. And so for the future, we see building more platforms, spreading this out. Resiliency is the next one, that the book that we're working on. The thing that's beautiful is all the books that we're doing are true stories, and the children love knowing that these are true stories.
Mm. Well, we obviously think sustainability is super important, the great work that you're doing. You want to continue to do that. What do you see as key components, then, that are needed to build a sustainable charity that can effectively support children in the long run?
Well, you know, Jill, the schools are paying a portion of the program to help us. So that's part of our sustainability. The other piece, of course, is a consistent source of funding, which is one of the reasons I'm asking to do the show today, because I really do need to raise capital. Because of this vision that I have of having 5,000 students, and of course the schools go for grants, and that's where some of the money is coming from them. But we're growing in such a quick fashion that some of the things that I need is, I need a strong network of volunteers. I need someone to run that, anybody out there. Solid partnerships with schools and community organizations. We're in the process of establishing a reliable, strong donor base. So I need somebody to help me with that donor base. I need to have someone that can come in and go out with me to raise funds, but also to go to schools and to talk to the schools, because they want to do it, but they still need to know how to do it. And we need school liaisons. For sure. We're looking at diversifying our funding sources, which is the real only way, actually, and critical to sustainability. So it's that portion of what the school is paying. We also have people that we're going to, different foundations like the Milwaukee Foundation, Siebert, the Christian Foundation, to help us to do part of this funding. But we can't be sustainable if we don't have a combination. That volunteer program to support our activities and to develop a community that's passionate about our mission. I need a whole bunch of apostles on the street to help me. People who, you know, Jill, you and I prayed right before this that not only would God give us the voice that people need to hear, but the people in the audience that are hearing it. And so I know there's people in the audience that will find this, what I'm doing, a passionate belief in them and the education and the Christian balance between education. So often schools just really do talk about the education, but it's making people more aware and schools more aware of the emotional learning and being able to weave Christianity and principles of Jesus into that. It also means surrounding ourselves with board members who see the future of Pillows with Wings and embrace the vision that we put down, and that they have passion for Pillow with Wings. That's really our number one strategic asset, are the people who are listening, the people who can get, you know, I couldn't have the radio show with all the listeners for 34 years and literally not one complaint ever. I think someone did write to me and told me I laugh too much, but I figured they could listen to somebody else.
Exactly.
Look at EIG. We've got over 50 employees, and I had a great idea and a great goal, But without my employees and without my clients and trusting me to really invest their money in a way to ensure their future, I wouldn't be where I am. And I need the same thing with Pillows with Wings. I need great volunteers. I need passionate people who will get behind me and will support me in this endeavor to reach these children who so desperately want this. They are loving it. That's all I can say. They are absolutely loving it.
Well, I would say what I learned a while ago is there's the goer and there's a sender. So you're the goer. You're out there doing it. And if you're listening and you have a talent for raising funds, or you can just be passionate about the Pillows with Wings project, you can be the sender. You can be the one that helps Karen go out and others to really help us make an impact much greater than even where we are right now. So we're going to take a break, but after the break, we're going to talk about what the teachers and the parents and the students are saying about Pillows with Wings. So don't go away, and we'll be right back.
Thanks for tuning in. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations, and I'm continuing my conversation with Karen Ellenbecker about her passion project called Pillows with Wings. You know, we like to talk about POP, or proof of performance, which is basically, how do you know that what you're doing is actually working? Well, Karen has testimonials from Laura Tyson, St. Marcus Burleigh Street Campus Director, from Brian Couch, Superintendent of Seton Catholic Schools, and Henry Tyson, Superintendent of St. Marcus Schools, all supporting the Pillows with Wings program with positive results from students, teachers, and families. They're all wonderful testimonials. Karen, how long was the program that they referred to, and what did each child actually receive?
I'll go through that list, but what I would do is encourage people to go to pillowswithwings.com. There are two absolutely incredible videos on there where you can actually hear what Laura and Henry and Brian Couch are saying, and the children. So it's just too hard on the radio. I want to show everybody the pillowcase. Go to the website and look at the pillowcase. But what they get, so each child gets, it's a 12-week empathy program, because we have a beginning launch program with the parents and the students, and at the end we have this celebration dinner. But each student gets a family, the launch event, a 10-week big feelings lesson planner, a student activity book, of course the book My Pillow Has Wings, which is a hardcover book, the cloud pillowcase, and they get a student's personal activity book. And if you're all familiar with Willie Porter, who is a very famous international songwriter and musician, he wrote the most beautiful song called Here With Me. And then, of course, as I said, we have the end of it is with the big celebration dinner. And, you know, Jill, one of the things that I've learned as we've gone through, particularly the last celebration dinner, because we're not really in the classroom and most of these lessons are being taught by a teacher, but almost in all cases there's a therapist that does this with them. What I've realized is that children's hearts are the softest and the most fertile soil that there is. And our goal through this whole process is to plant seeds of love, forgiveness, kindness, resiliency, but most importantly, hope. And the beauty is that when we do this and we're working with these kids, we literally get to harvest those seeds that we've been planting the very minute that the book is read and they begin that Pillows with program. And it's such a great investment for everybody. And when you not only see the smiles on the parents' faces, but the teachers and the kids, and they're so excited to show these workbooks and the pillowcase. You know, just think about it. These kids take their pillowcase home, mm-hmm, after the story, and Taylor said that her pillowcase had so many tears in it, but think about these children that get to put their head on the pillow, and if their parents are incarcerated, if their parents are passed away, if the parent is just not there, if they've lost a pet, if they've lost a favorite toy, they put their head on that pillow, and it's their pillow. And they can travel anywhere, anywhere in their imagination and their dreams to find empathy for themselves. It's just, it's incredible. I just can't tell you.
It is incredible.
It's incredible.
It really is. And, you know, if you're listening today and you want to get involved in some way, again, use the gifts that you have in some way. How can, you talked a little bit about it before, Karen, but can we reiterate, how can our listeners get involved and support this great mission of Pillows with Wings?
Well, Jill, I just, in my heart, I know that there's somebody out here that is saying she's doing exactly what I would do if maybe I had the same story. But I don't have the story. And if anybody would like to call me at the office and come in and talk to me if they have a gift that they'd like to give, but they'd like to have more understanding, or if you would like to donate in a different way, your time, your talents, that would be so appreciated. But if you're inclined to give, you can donate highly appreciated stock, employee gifting programs. If you have one at your company like we do here, you can ask to have who you work for donate. We're coming to the end of the year tax planning. If you'd like to figure out the best way that you can give, I'd love to sit down with you. But there's so many things that you can do. You can help organize and run fundraising events, be a volunteer coordinator. I need help with data entry, mailings, and other office-related duties. I know that God has given me this program, and He knows He's going to send the right people.
Right.
I know it. I have such faith, and I'm not going to worry about the money because I do know that this is not my program. It's God's program. I just was the lucky one to be able to facilitate it. But those are the things that we need. And somebody that can go out and talk to the schools and approach them on this. And the best thing for us is like when we have the schools like Lumen Schools, we have the Seton Schools, because it's a group of schools. But there are a lot of, like St. Anthony's is totally independent. They're part of the Archdiocese, but they're not part of the Seton Schools. So, and you guys have kids out there that are teachers and can talk to them. And I would love it if you've got a book group or if you've got a Bible study, Jill, like you host here at EIG. I'd love to come in and talk to your group and talk about Pillows with Wings and see if there's a way that you might like to be involved the way you want to be involved. Because, and you know what, there's people out there that are going to have so many ideas, just like someone just recently came to me and we're going to be working with parents who are teaching homeschooling. I would have never thought about that, you know? So all the ideas, you asked me what are my ideas. My ideas is that I want to get a lot of people's ideas to help me to grow this. And of course, as I said, really, what I am hoping is you guys have been listening to me for 30-some years, and I hope that I brought a lot of value and helped you and that you can see that I do the things that I say I'm going to do and that you can trust me and that you will help me to take this as far as God wants it to go. And with that, I do need people to help me financially. And, you know, I'm not somebody, if you've known me all these years, that asks for a lot of help, but I'm going to cry. I do know. I know that I need help, and I want this very much to fulfill not only God's dreams, but all of our dreams. This is a program that all of us can be involved in. It's not my program. It's a program that anybody that wants to help me launch this and take the direction that God has given us, it's a program for everyone that wants to be involved.
Yeah. You know, we say not one nonprofit can do it all. We really rely on partnerships and just people out there, again, that we said before, have particular gifts that they can offer to this project, to Karen. So we encourage you to get to know about it. You know, go to the website, pillowswithwings.com. If you're listening today and you want to take this wonderful journey with Karen, Again, you can either go to pillowswithwings.com to learn more, or you can donate. Karen talked about a number of ways that you can do that, or you can become a volunteer. Karen also talked about a number of ways that you can do that. So we encourage you to get involved in some way. If you'd like to meet with Karen personally, you can call our office at 262-691-3200, or you can email Karen@pillowswithwings.com. So thank you for sharing your heart today, Karen, and for just sharing the passion about this project.
Thank you, Jill, for being you. You've supported me all the way through this program from the very beginning, and you're a great interviewer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's an honor. If you'd like to learn more about other leaders in our community who are making a difference in the world, tune in Sunday mornings at 10 to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community. You're going to hear stories that inspire and hopefully impact you in such a way that you'll want to make your own significant difference in some way. You can also visit our website at ellenbecker.com to listen to previously aired shows. If you are a leader, and we're all capable of being leaders, right? Give some thought to how you can send out ripples of positive impact that will reach far beyond your immediate circles, as Simon Sinek says. Maybe it's by getting involved with Pillows with Wings. Maybe it's another cause or a project that you're passionate about. Think about how you can live a life of significance by leading with purpose, intention, and integrity, and make a difference for someone in some way. By doing so, you'll have found a way to be a blessing and give a blessing in more ways than you could possibly know. Thanks for listening today, and have a great day.